Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shay. How may I help you?
I'm going to charge you my debit card from this number, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay. May I have that zip code so I can look up the account?
63775.
Your first and last name?
Fred Cawthorn.
Can you verify the shipping address for me?
6015 Lake Point Drive.
Perryville, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. Give me 1 second while this account loads. Okay, so I have the account here, and I do see the charge that you're speaking of, the $67.32. It goes back to when you paid $5.74 for the tactical bag, the shipping and handling that was shipped out to you.
I got that, but I didn't authorize any more charges. I want this removed off my card and refunded to my account.
Okay, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled, and as a customer courtesy, due to the misunderstanding, I can credit your account with a 35% refund that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
I want all my money back. I did not authorize anything else. I paid $10 shipping and handling, and I got the bag, and I did not authorize any other charges. I want all my money back.
I'm okay, sir.
I'm going to report this to the government and as a fraud. I want my money back. This is a scam.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry due to the misunderstanding.
No, you're not sorry. This is a scam. I want my money back, $67.32. I want all of it back. I'm calling the Attorney General and reporting you. Do you understand? This is a scam. I want my money back.
Okay, I am sorry about the misunderstanding, but I assure you that all the info is on the website, and it does explain all the terms and conditions as well as your agreement to pay for the product.
I don't want any more charges out of my account. I'm reporting this to the Attorney General, so you do what you want to. I want my money back within 2 days, or I'm filing charges. Goodbye.
Okay.